Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Noah wins at Bristol. It was a Monday night primetime event for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and it wouldn't have been Bristol if there was not some fireworks involved. Justin Allgaier and his junior motorsports teammate Noah Gragson were battling for the win with under 10 laps to go when Gragson got a little tight, and when he turned into the corner, his car got a little tight and went into Allgaier's. And well, for Allgaier, wasn't the best. He couldn't hold on to his car and spun and hit the wall, ending his chance at victory. For Gragson, well, he went to victory lane. Now, after the race, during a media availability, Gragson said he was sorry he got into his teammate, but he doesn't come to the racetrack to run in second. He comes in to win. Now, will tempers continue? We'll have to wait till Saturday, where the Xfinity Series takes to the track at Atlanta. You can find that race Saturday afternoon on FS1. Number two, Nashville is back for NASCAR racing. Nashville Super Speedway will be reopened in 2021 for NASCAR competition. The announcement came as a result of a report from the Tennessean as well as The Athletic on Tuesday, June 2nd. This will be the first time any major touring series has raced at the track since 2011. Now, according to sources, the track will host a NASCAR Cup race for the first time in its history, and the date, well, that's going to replace one of Dover's two dates. Dover Motorsports Incorporated also owns Nashville Super Speedway. The 1.33-mile track was opened in 2001 and hosted both of NASCAR's lower series until that final year in 2011. Now, this track has not been unoccupied until lately, as it is occasionally used by NASCAR to test, but has not held a major race since shutting down. IndyCar has also raced there, and is rumored to be coming back as well. The ARCA Menards Series also raced there before it shut down. Carl Edwards and Austin Dillon won the final races at Nashville in 2011, in the NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander RV Outdoor Truck Series, respectively. For more on Nashville Super Speedway hosting a cup race in 2021, check out Adam Cheek's article on FrontStretch.com. Number 3. Entry lists for Atlanta. All three series will be back in action for three races at Atlanta Motor Speedway coming up this weekend. The entry lists were put out by NASCARmedia.com, and for the NASCAR Cup Series, there is 40 drivers for 40 spots. Among the notable names, Greg Golding will be in the 27 car once again, Brennan Poole in the 15, Garrett Smithley in the 53 for Rick Ware Racing, Timmy Hill in the 66, J.J. Yaley will be in Spire Motorsports' number 77, and B.J. McLeod will be racing his own B.J. McLeod number 78 car with Todd Parrott at the helm. For the NASCAR Xfinity Series, for 40 spots, they will only be having 37 competitors among the notable entries. Daniel Hemric back in the number 8 car. A.J. Allmendinger will once again be running. He'll be driving the number 16 for Colleg Racing. Anthony Alfredo will be making another appearance, this time in the number 21 car. And Myatt Snyder will also be in it. However, he will be in the number 93 car for RSS Racing. Last but not least, the 12th annual Camping World 200 race. For 40 entries, there is 47 spots, so the entries excluded by points unfortunately means Tim Vaines, Norm Benning, Trey Hutchinson III, Bryant Barnhill, Dawson Cram, Parker Kligerman, and David Reagan will not be making the field. Those that will be making the field, notable entries include John Hunter Nemechek in the number 8 car, Tanner Gray for DGR Crosley will be in the number 15, Zane Smith for GMS Racing will be in the 21, Chase Elliott will be in the number 24, Greg Golding will be making a truck series start in the number 33 truck, Todd Gillen in the 38, Ross Chastain will be driving another Nice Motorsports truck, this time in the number 42, Kyle Busch will be driving his famous number 51 truck, TJ Bell in the number 83, and Jesse Little in the number 97. Once again, you can find the Camping World 200 race on FS1, as well as the Xfinity race on FS1 on Saturday, with the Cup race on Sunday. Well, that is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Folks, you can follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch, and even give me a follow at the Brian Nolan for all the latest on Bristol, recaps, sidebars, and more, as well as preview for Atlanta, check out frontstretch.com. From all of us here at Front Stretch, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay social distancing.